This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let me ask you this question. More importantly, I'll give you this. I'll open the door for this guy a little bit. It is blatantly obvious to me that for the first time ever, Tom Brady is starting to look old. He has looked terrible lately. I mean, what is he got? Three games with no TDs?
They had to get their one touchdown pass last week from Julian Edelman.
Right. He is not doing well, and he's showing his age now.
And he's showing it after the game, too.
And now he won't talk about it. He won't even talk. You know why? Because he knows it's coming. The end is coming. And it's sooner than you think, because this talk of 46 and 47 is absolutely not happening. I'm telling you, that guy, he'll be lucky if he plays next year. They talk about him playing until he's 47. My ass, okay? You can have that diet of yours all you want, bro. But you're not throwing TDs anymore. Have you seen how average he's looked? I can't even believe, honestly, the way he's played, that they're 9-1. I mean it. Because they've done it with defense or something, because he's not doing anything. And you know it, right? I did hit that game with them this week, though. That was great.
You did. I mean, that defense has been incredible. It's been very stout. I mean, I've heard people say, like, oh, well, you know, for the first time ever, they're leading on the defense. Like, no, when he started, they were leading on that defense. It was, you know, getting just as much as they needed to win. And yeah, the defensive Vinatieri won the first two Super Bowls, really, right? So now he's getting back to that. And that's how Peyton had to win in his last year, you know, when he got that one with Denver. Eventually, as much as he likes to think that it doesn't, time comes for everybody. And they're doing the right thing in New England. They're leaning on the defense, shutting teams down, and getting just enough to win.
Well, didn't the defense win in the Super Bowl last year?
Yes. They
gave up the almighty 3 points to the great Ram offense last year in the Super Bowl? I'm with you. It's getting there. I, of course, being a Bills fan, do not want to even talk about the subject until I see him standing at that podium Giselle and the kids and with the, you know, handing him all the – you know, the going away presents and all that stuff.
Do you think he's closer to that than anyone thinks? That it could it could actually happen at the end of this year?
Yes.
I do too. I think the minute he's.
And you had all the funky stuff with the contract before the season where he can get out.
He admits to himself in bed, right? When he's laying in bed and closes his eyes and he's thinking about his life, the minute he admits to himself that he's starting to lose it, that guy's going to stop playing. Because he's not going to do anything, in my view, to tarnish his legacy. His legacy right now is higher than Joe Montana's. Is it not? People would argue that it's not, but I would argue that it is.
It absolutely is.
Absolutely.
I think he's better.
He's the GOAT.
And he is the best I've ever seen. And I loved Montana like no other. I've told you the story that I saw him play every single game, Carver High, at Notre Dame. Every game. Including the 79 Cotton Bowl. I went to that. So I was a Joe Montana fan like no other as a kid. And I saw him play every single game he ever played live in person. And then I got to see him play in San Francisco, right? Like, are you kidding me? That guy was incredible. And he went to Super Bowls. He won them all, right? But then again, I watched Terry Bradshaw win 4 Super Bowls and no one gives him any credit at all. The guy gets absolutely blown off like the wind. Does he not? No one ever talks about Terry Bradshaw going 4-0 in the Super Bowl. Right? That's crazy. Chuck Knoll. No one ever talks about that. But they talk about Montana, right? And then they talk about all his MVPs and everything. Tom Brady has got better numbers and everything, and he's eclipsed him completely. And so I don't believe he wants to tarnish his legacy at all. He wants to go out like the greatest ever to play the game. If he spends 4 years as an old man, you remember like George Blanda playing when he was like 50? Do you remember that guy? He was like, didn't he kick and play quarterback? And he was like playing until he was 100. And remember at the end, it was kind of like embarrassing. I mean, it really was. There's nothing worse than the old quarterback that won't go away, or the old fighter, right? The guy that just keeps fighting and he just never stops. I got to tell you, I think he doesn't want any part of that. That's just my guess. Not that I know anything, but you can tell, like, am I wrong that when he plays well, they win, he won't talk after the game? That's all you need to know. He don't want to talk to the media. He's not answering any questions about why he sucks, ever. He's not going to talk about having a bad game, ever. He'll come out on Monday morning on his radio show and say he stunk it up, and he'll tell Jim Gray he stunk it up, and their little cream puff interview they do every week. Right? Am I wrong? Thank God we just have giant stones on this show and just say it. Because that's exactly what it is. Phony ass. You know what I mean? Like, so he's not going to go out and say he sucks. He's going to just quit playing.
But we say all this, and I agree with you on everything that you're saying, but that still doesn't mean that he could walk out of Miami the first Sunday in February, kind of with Mafia saying the same script that Peyton Manning walked out of that Super Bowl against Carolina with, where he doesn't do much, defense is great, he does just enough, right, and he walks into the sunset with another Super Bowl title.
That could happen.
It could absolutely still happen.
I got to tell you, though, I really do, that the Ravens have a really good shot to beat them. The Kansas City Chiefs are not winning the Super Bowl with that defense. I have 11 friends that can score on the Chiefs. And they're all high on the best weed you can smoke and a bottle of Belvedere. Believe me, their defense is candy. It's absolute candy ass. And I'm telling you, they're not winning anything with that defense. Now, I like their offense. I like Mahomes. I like Kelsey. I like Hill when he plays. He's turning into DeSean Jackson. Dude, that guy gets hurt now every week. But the bottom line is, they can score with anybody, right? But their defense is so beatable. It's not even funny. Like, the Ravens, are they not, like, the most dangerous team right now in the NFL? And they beat, everybody. But the Chiefs beat them. The Chiefs beat them 33-28. So, I'll give you this. The Chiefs can score with anybody, but they still scored, four touchdowns on them. And the story, right? That the Chiefs, do you buy the Chiefs, Carver High? Are you buying them? Because they're like, they won the other night in Mexico City. They're 7-4 acting like they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I mean, look, if their D can just play a little bit decent, they have the kind of offense that could be.
Bro, they lost to the Titans.
I know, but a lot of teams lose to the Titans. The Titans win those games, and then they lose the other games. So you're going to lose games throughout the season.
Do you think the Raiders can eclipse the Chiefs and win the division?
No, I do not. The Chiefs
win
the division.
Wow. What about you, Moth? No chance at all. Do you think the Jets are going to lose to the Raiders this week?
I think that's kind of a trap game. Maybe just me being a Jet fan, I think that's a good shot for the Jets to take that game. They're playing well right now. The Raiders got to come cross country. But I do think the Raiders have a chance to take the Chiefs. I mean, they've played bad. Just because one game in Mexico is going to cure all. That defense, the script's been written right now. If you have a good running game and just run it down their throat, milk the clock, keep Mahomes off the field,
you can
beat them.
We'll know next week when they play them. Are they playing in 2 weeks? I think it's 2 weeks. They got a bye after this week.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.